Reliable socioeconomic and political practices have jeopardized our society. In the face of these affairs, which have kept our society at the brink of collapse, information remains the deal breaker. Foundation Radio, in its strive to remain the voice of the voiceless, has embarked on the incisive investigative reporting and analysis to reshape our society and give it a moral face. Join our reporters in the news magazine program News Extra, a one-hour news production intended to uncover striking societal concerns and demystify them. Get the deepest understanding about your economic, political, and sociocultural issues in News Extra. News Extra on Foundation Radio every Saturday from 7 to 8:30 a.m.
Foundation Radio.
Our society has been wrecked by economic improprieties, political maneuvers, moral decadence, and debasing sociocultural practices. In the face of these vices, which have kept our society at the brink of collapse, constructive information remains the deal breaker. Join our formidable team of reporters on News Extra with incisive investigative reporting and analysis tailored to reshape our society and give it a moral face. News Extra is a production of the news service of Foundation Radio that uncovers striking societal concerns and demystifies them. Get the deepest understanding about economic, political, and sociocultural issues in News Extra. News Extra, your window to constructive criticism.
Foundation Radio.
The Foundation Radio News Extra team welcomes you to another week roundup of news, interviews, analysis, and commentaries on News Extra. On behalf of the team and for presentation, I am Priscilla Ninge, welcoming you to this edition of the program. Everything good in Cameroon is more often than not attributed to the generosity of President Paul Biya and wife Chantal. In the following editorial, Mukundu Nelson says that inasmuch as bees produce sweet honey, they also stink.
Paul Joseph Joberus was Adolf Hitler's Minister of Public Enlightenment and Propaganda in Nazi Germany. One of Adolf Hitler's close associates and most devoted followers, he was known for his public speaking. Joberus' propaganda ministry quickly gained and exerted controlling supervision over the news media, ads, and information in Germany. He was particularly adept at using the relatively new media of radio and film for propaganda purposes. When Hitler committed suicide on 30 April 1945, in accordance with Hitler's will, Joberus succeeded him as Chancellor of Germany. He served for just one day in this post. The following day, Joberus and wife committed suicide after poisoning their six children. As Cameroon's Minister of Communication and Government spokesperson, Issa Chiruma Bakari may just be mimicking the role Joberus played for Nazis Hitler with his President Paul Biya, with one exception anyway, that he may never succeed Paul Biya, commit suicide and kill his children. What is for sure, and this most Cameroonians are unanimous on, is the fact that Issa Chiruma Bakari is playing his role well, very well indeed, as government propaganda minister. Political scientists consider propaganda as a form of communication aimed towards influencing the attitude of a population towards some cause or position. Propaganda is also information that is not impartial and used primarily to influence an audience and further an agenda, often by presenting facts selectively, perhaps lying by omission to encourage a particular synthesis, or using loaded messages to produce an emotional rather than a rational response to the information presented. While the term propaganda has acquired a strongly negative connotation by association with its most manipulative and jingoistic examples, propaganda in its original sense was neutral and could refer to uses that were generally positive, such as public health recommendations, signs encouraging citizens to participate in a census or election, or messages encouraging persons to report crimes to law enforcement officers. I am afraid that this is what has happened to the understanding of the word in Cameroon. Propaganda is no longer neutral but manipulative. Why, for example, would an entire people donate their hard-earned dime to support their army fighting the Boko Haram, and all credit is given to President Paul Biya and wife Chantal? Why would the dues of military officials reclaiming their due pay be attributed to the gratification of His Excellency Paul Biya? Okay, I see. Luke Ananga may have captured it all when he said that Paul Biya was the omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. And so, all milk and honey that flows in Cameroon and for Cameroonians comes from him, that is, President Paul Biya. But since honey comes from bees that stink, why is it that all that stinks in this country is not attributed to Mr. Biya and wife Chantal? I swear, in the name of President Paul Biya, that Cameroonians are not happy with their country.
This is News Extra on Foundation Radio. Our package for today begins with a review of what made news this week. And Lanza Vela tells us in the following week in retrospect.
As the set of Siamese twins, Daryl and Davis, born to a poor family in Dongamantung Division of the Northwest Region, were flown to a Tunisian hospital for surgery thanks to the support of First Lady, Madame Chantal Biya. The Bafut Council, on its part, offered didactic material worth about 5 million francs CFA to 93 schools of the municipality. During a ceremony at the council hall to hand back to school minimum package to schools, the mayor of Bafut, Langsi Ebel Nguasso, announced that 11 teachers had been recruited for some needy primary schools. As the week progressed, some 38 families in the Bamenda 1, 2, 3 and Touba municipalities received indemnities from the Cameroon Water Utilities Corporation, CAMWater, for losing their landed properties to the corporation's exploitation process aimed at enhancing potable water supply to the aforementioned municipalities. Checks worth 122,700,000 francs CFA were handed over to the affected families by the senior divisional officer for MESAM, Felix Ngele Ngele, in the presence of the DOs, mayors, and some traditional authorities of the said municipalities. Still within the region, the 13th edition of the 8th Free Holiday Campaign rounded off in Bamenda within the week. It was revealed that during the campaign, over 4,000 people did the HIV tests, and according to results, 2% of men tested positive and 3% of women, with a higher prevalence amongst the youths. The ceremony was presided at by the Northwest Governor, Adolphe Lelafrique, in the presence of the Executive Secretary of the Chantal Biya Foundation, Jean-Stéphane Biacha, and Mrs. Linda Yang, representing Serac. And onto a national pitch, over 6.5 million pupils and students in Cameroon during the week began classes for the 2015-2016 academic year. The academic year, which was launched in Yaoundé at the Lycée Général Leclerc by Louis Bappes Bappes of the Secondary Education Ministry, started off without any major hitches. Thus, at a time when Cameroon and the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, signed a partnership program worth about 11 billion francs CFA. The five-year program is aimed at implementing national strategies to boost rural growth, promoting agricultural jobs for youths and women, amongst others. Meanwhile, the Minister of Industries, Mines and Technological Development told biotechnology experts that the Cameroon government is conscious of the importance of protecting the health of the population and the environment. Minister Emmanuel Bonde was speaking at the start of a three-day national forum on genetically modified organisms under the theme Stakes and Challenges of Genetically Modified Organisms in the Sustainable Development of Cameroon. In addition, Secondary Education Minister Louis Bappes Bappes highlighted the need to give Cameroon's education system a professional character to enable teaching in schools. He was speaking in Yaoundé at the solemn pedagogic reopening of the school year 2015-2016. And the week did not end well, as two Cameroonians resident in South Africa lost their lives. Oben and Mba Kenneth were shot in Cape Town by a xenophobic black South African. Mba Kenneth died on the spot, while Oben died in hospital while receiving treatment. And out of Cameroon, the spokesman for a party in Burundi that opposed President Pierre Nkurunziza's third-term bid was shot dead in the capital, Bujumbura. Patrice Guhungu was targeted by unidentified gunmen as he drove home. Scientists discovered a new human-like species in a burial chamber deep in a cave system in South Africa. The discovery of 15 partial skeletons is the largest single discovery of its type in Africa. The researchers claim that the discovery will change ideas about human ancestors. And Ghana suspended 22 of 34 judges and magistrates accused of taking bribes and extorting money. The inquiry ordered by Chief Justice Georgiana Theodora Woods held under closed doors. The scandal is said to be the biggest to hit Ghanaian judiciary. And in sports, two front runners for the presidency of the Northwest Regional League of Fecafoot were declared ineligible. The list headed by John Begeninde, former Fecafoot vice president, was rejected for being incomplete. Arthur Robert's name was rejected on grounds that his division of origin, Momo, was not part of the electoral process, as the list headed by Kaba Christopher was sustained and could therefore stand unopposed. Those were some of the major stories that made news during the week. Back to you, Priscilla Ninge Ndayo.
Thank you, Lanza Vela Venue, and indeed for the reminder that professionalism should be the guiding focus in schools to be able to meet up with the increasingly competitive job market.